And together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America healthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, New York. God bless you. God bless you all.
Thank now, you. Back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm all right here at the River Talk. What's annoying? Stop it. Thank you. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, and download the River Network app and click River Talk. This screw-up here with the Facebook Live stream, one more reason why you need to download the River Network app and click River Talk. You can hear me that way. Because I'm sure I hit the wrong button here as I was figuring out how to get everything ready for our special guest, and I must have hit the mute button on the mic, not even realizing it, and there's no way for me to tell. And Johnny comes in and says, "Hey, you're muting yourself on Facebook. I didn't even know that I was. How did I know?" So anyway, sorry about that. But Erica was great. Appreciate her, lovely lady, and just thought you'd want to know what's going on here with the outages, and you know if there's any hope regarding our rates going down. Apparently, there is no hope unless we start getting lots and lots of new businesses here in the area, and that does not seem very likely. And God bless all the linemen for all the work that they do, local and all regional and national. We're very, very lucky, and I got to tell you, I've never understood why power companies don't bury their lines, and that way they don't have to worry about wind or anything else. To me, it would be a no-brainer. To me, it'd be a long-term success, you know, long-term cost-effective thing. But we just keep going through all of this stuff, and they can't even build towers that are strong enough to withstand wind and lightning and rain and all this other stuff. And with the trees, again, you would think that this is a no-brainer, that with proper maintenance, you'd have all the trees trimmed around all the power lines. You know, this is not rocket science. And yet we go through this every year, not just Appalachian, you know, any of these power companies. You would think that there would be simple solutions to this. And I believe there are simple solutions. I don't think there's just the will to do it. It's sort of like when Biden was president with the Democrats and now Trump. Biden and the Democrats were saying, oh, there's no way we can control our border. We're weak. We're hopeless. We're useless. You know, we need, you know, blah, blah, blah. Trump comes in and a matter of a few days, the problem is solved because there was a will to solve the problem. I get the sense there's no will to solve the problem by these power companies because it's a lot easier to just keep raising rates, saying, well, I've got more expenses, got to raise the rates. So that's what I think's going on. I cannot prove it, but that's what I think is going on. So far with the poll regarding this Mark Wood, I believe is his name. I've asked our listeners, people on Facebook, do you believe the official story that he had only two beers? And then did all these incredible things that it led to his falling down, you know, 21 feet, almost killing himself. No one has voted, I believe the official story. No one. So far, we got double-digit voting about no, they don't believe the official story. But literally no one has, on the poll anyway, has said, oh, yeah, I believe the official story. It took only two beers for this poor guy to do all this stuff. I'm telling you, there's a cover-up going on there. Next, the Wheeling unintelligencer, billionaire Bob, Wheeling's bungling billionaire, is He might as well just say he's a Democrat, just by the way he trashes Trump and never has any kind of good positive editorials regarding Trump or MAGA Nation or anything like that. But boy, oh boy, you have any kind of a story that favors Democrats, that favors the left, and they can't print enough words to cover that story. Like any type of protest, with the protests, with these Marxist misfits that we have from time to time, they include slideshows and video, which they never do with their stories and the Wheeling Unintelligencer. They never do, but with those, because again, it's all about hating Trump and, you know, loving the Democrats. So now this story here, more than 140 turnout for Democrat town hall in Wheeling. 140 people turning out is very little when you take into account the whole region. And there's a picture of this failed former mayor of Wheeling, Glenn Elliott, and Jenny Craig, who is the union boss for the school district in Ohio County. And she's also the secretary of West Virginia Democratic Party. And they're at the Iron Workers Local 549 Hall in Wheeling. And let me count the number of paragraphs in this slobbering story. One, two, this is from the online version from the website. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34 paragraphs. 140 people turn out. It's just some big Democrat union thing and get them to turn out. And here you have the poster child for the epitome of failure when it comes to mismanagement in the city of Wheeling, Glenn Elliott, whose main claim to fame had been he was a gopher for a former Klansman. He was a gopher for Robert Byrd, the former Klansman, the exalted Cyclops. And, you know, he was his gopher. That's pretty much what he did. And eventually he became mayor of Wheeling. And the catastrophe that this guy created, you can see now with this project, this streetscape, which because of all of the gigantic holes for the bioswales, I call it street gape, because of all the gaping holes. It's really quite unbelievable. It's really quite terrible. I've reached out to the city, to Bob and to Michelle, to find out who the city council members were who voted for this catastrophe. And we're going to be all over this. Now, let me tell you, we've been all over it. We're going to continue to be all over this story because this is just an accident waiting to happen. Kids falling in, old people falling into these swales. It's unbelievable. So far, I've not heard back from Bob and also from Michelle about who the members were of City Council who voted for this catastrophe, because I want to call them out, but I do not want to call out City Council members who had nothing to do with this. So I'm trying to be responsible. And so far, I've not heard back. I hope to hear back today to get the names of all the City Council members, including this former mayor who was just an absolute not a bad human being, not a bad human being at all, but just an utter incompetent, which you would expect if it's, you know, a gopher for a former Klansman. I mean, that was pretty much how he, you know, ended up where he ended up. So we'll be finding out who those city council members were who voted for this thing, and we'll be calling them out, inviting them to come on to defend themselves, defend their decision. I don't know how it could be defended, but we will give them that opportunity. Also with these swales, the street gape project, I've been told that the people responsible for maintaining these gaping holes are the businesses or the property owners on those respective streets, on Main and on Market. Now, I don't know if it's the business owners or the property owners, and the businesses do not own the building, then whoever owns the building supposedly is responsible for maintenance of the sidewalk, which would include, my sources tell me, these bioswales. And if that's the case, that is really, really disturbing news. Because property owners in Wheeling, like, they don't have enough problems trying to keep, get some tenants and get them to pay rent and this, that, and the other, and forget about the second floor and the third floor. I mean, forget about those things. Now, according to my sources, they're going to have to pay for the maintenance of these monstrosities, these gaping holes throughout Maine and Market, and the vegetation, and the everything else connected with them, including making sure that all the mulch and all the other crap doesn't go into the sewer system and all that. It's just a colossal mess. And you can point to Glenn Elliott, the former mayor of Wheeling, for a lot of this. Because the city, when Justice was the governor, said, hey, we can, you know, fix up Maine and Market. We'll pave it. We'll do whatever. And Glenn Elliott said, oh, no. We got to have something special. We got to get rid of the parking spaces. We got to put in vegetation. We got these bio swales so we can be green and this, that, and the other. And, of course, with everything that Glenn Elliott ever touches, it turns to crap. And so now we need to know who to hold accountable. We need to know which city council members voted for this thing. And we also need to know if now the property owners of Wheeling are the ones responsible for maintaining these things. So again, I have an email out, I did on Friday actually, to Bob Heron and Michelle Rajanis to find out who the city council members were. I will invite them to come on the program to tell us if, in fact, the property owners now have to maintain these monstrosities. And boy, what a mess. My God, what a mess this is. It is just, it's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. Oh, hold on a second. Stephen Avani is just sending me another text here. Just bear with me here. Council, 20, Tallman, Eimer, Ketchum, Scatterday, Thorngate, and Palmer. Not true about maintenance. After first year, responsibility is transferred from state to city, not property owners. That's not what I was told. I hope Steve Novotny is right. But that's what I was told, that it's the property owners because supposedly, and again, I'm not a lawyer, don't pretend to be a lawyer, supposedly property owners are responsible for the sidewalks, which would include the bioswales, I'm assuming. But again, we'll try to get the answers. We're going to reach out to the people in Wheeling, have the officials come on and tell us, and hopefully it's good news. Hopefully these poor property owners don't have to maintain them. Steve is saying, no, they don't have to maintain them. I hope Steve Novotny is right. I really do. Steve Novotny, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern time, 5 days a week, all right here. Hold on, get my official Sharpie, red Sharpie. 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430. Download the River Network app and click River Talk. And in this town hall meeting, 140 people, all Democrat operatives, of course, turning out. Nowhere in this story that I saw anyway was anyone trying to hold Glenn Elliott accountable for voting for this monstrosity, for street gape. They're calling it streetscape, like landscape, except streetscape. But because of all the gaping holes, Dimitri is calling it street gape. And I think that's, frankly, a much more accurate way of describing it. So all that and so much more. Download the River Network app. We'll do it again tomorrow. Spread the word. Share this everywhere on Facebook as well. Have a great day.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. nation, under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.